Talking Business on Radio Q.
Joining me now is Sabri Subi, the founder and head of growth at King Kong, which is an online marketing firm.
Indeed.
G'day, Sabri. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me, Alan.
Now, I look at your website and the big letters that says explode your sales in the next 90 days. This simple two-minute video reveals just one of the strategies we use. So what's the strategy?
The strategy is all about giving before ever asking for anything in return. So we're big advocates of education-based marketing rather than being out there and kind of screaming, we've got the best service, we've got the, you know, the biggest range, and laying out all of your wares to kind of buy your things, which is traditionally how business operates. We always kind of like to lead with our best foot forward by just proving people that we can help them by actually helping them. So that two-minute video basically just goes on to outline that whole kind of marketing methodology and how you can use it to really just grow the sales of any business.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you say educate or give first, what exactly do you mean?
Well, there's a lot of different things that you can use to provide value in advance. The best thing and the easiest and the cheapest thing is probably like a free report or a buyer's guide. So in any given market, you know, there's generally around 3% of people that are looking to buy right now. So by using educational-based marketing, what it allows you to do is basically capture a much larger piece of the market that perhaps are not looking to buy right now, but are certainly looking around and want to be educated on a topic.
Right, and you say on the website you've got five strategies.
We do.
That the educate or give first strategy is one of them.
Yeah.
What are the other four?
Well, it's basically those, you know, where it says, you know, we'll send five ways to grow your business. That's a whole marketing methodology in terms of giving. And then there's all the other things that kind of come into it, getting traffic off Google or Facebook ads or all the different kind of tactical channels that are available to it, basically use it. But it's all based on the premise of giving before ever asking.
So is the core of your operation SEO, like search engine optimization, or you kind of doing that as being the thing, or something else?
Yeah, so we're a channel agnostic agency, and that's just a fancy way of saying that, like, we don't really care what the channel is. SEO is just one channel, and that's Google, right? So we're an end-to-end digital strategy. The way that we work is we just really look at each individual client's business as if it was our own business, and then we look at all the channels that are available to reach where their customers are. So we're not an SEO agency. We're a digital agency, and SEO and Google isn't right for all businesses. Like a mortgage broker, for instance, if you're a local mortgage broker and you've just got a small book of clients, to get up onto page one of Google for mortgage brokers, it's like $21 a click. And if you try to do SEO to get up there, you're competing with all the big banks. It's physically impossible. So if we were working with a mortgage broker, for instance, we would never go to Google. You know, we would basically be going to things like Facebook, where it's a much lower competition, much lower cost per click.
Are you finding that you're putting more money on Facebook nowadays in general than Google?
Yeah, naturally, like it depends again on the business. The great thing about something like Facebook, it's kind of like the modern day television, because with Google, there's only a certain amount of people that are doing those searches each month. Where with Facebook, you know, there's 16 million Australians that have a Facebook account right now, and you're not limited by how many people are looking for that thing. You can literally push a message in front of people that match the demographics of the people that you're trying to target.
How long have you been running this business?
We've been going for 3 years.
Right. How's it going?
It's going very, very well. Yeah, we've been growing. I started it in my bedroom 3 years ago with $50. Today, we've got a team of 36 people. We'll turn over $10 million in
what
the next 12 months.
What were you doing 3 years ago in your bedroom with $50?
I mean, yeah, well, look, the $50 was purely funded straight into my VoIP account. I put $20 into my VoIP account, and I bought a $30 headset. And really, to start the business, I was cold calling businesses and basically convincing them that digital was the way and getting them on board as a client.
And what expertise did you have to offer then?
Oh, I didn't just start up calling people without having any experience. This is not my first rodeo. I've certainly had other businesses in the past.
So that's what I wanted. That's kind of what I was wondering. What you were doing before that.
Well, I guess to allude to the question of how I got into digital marketing, I was actually studying at RMIT at the time. I was doing a course in marketing, a Bachelor's of Business Marketing, and I was actually working part-time at a company that was selling Google AdWords as a service. And one day, a customer asked me over the telephone, or a prospect, I should say, oh, I don't want to run Google AdWords. I just want to get onto the left-hand side of the page. Can you help me do that? Me being ambitious as I would, I just said, yeah, no problems. We can organize how to do that, and kind of committed first and figured out later. Got off the telephone, went and spoke with my manager, and he's like, well, you better figure out how to do that because it's not a service that we offer. So I started to learn all about search engines.
Well, left-hand side of the page is SEO, right?
It is, yeah. And I had no idea about it at the time, and really went on to kind of reverse engineer it, trial and error, and kind of learnt that and brought that to the business that I was working for at the time.
And what are the other businesses you've done before?
So that was my first business that I started was a digital agency. So when I was doing that business, I kind of, after bringing SEO to that business and building it up, I was kind of like, well, I think I can do it better than these guys are doing it. So I decided to start up a digital agency over a summer break. By the end of the summer break, I had like 30 or 40 clients and I was doing a couple of $100,000 in revenue and thought, why go back to university and learn about business if I've already got a sizable business on my hands? So I ran that for a while, built that up to a quite fairly sized team and had a good opportunity to sell that business, which I went on to do. And after that, I did, you know, joint venture with three of the AFL football clubs. We launched a group buying website. I've run e-commerce businesses. And I guess the thing that I've always been tasked with in all these businesses is really customer acquisition and using the digital channel to acquire customers.
So what is there apart from Google and Facebook?
Look, you've got, you know, Google and Facebook are definitely the two grown-ups in the room. You're definitely getting, you know, more emerging players that are coming out there, other channels that are owned by these people. You know, YouTube's a huge thing, LinkedIn certainly out there, Instagram, there's a bunch of different other smaller players, but in terms of the lion's share of the market is definitely happening through both of those two platforms.
Someone said to me the other day, oh, you got to forget about Google and Facebook, it's all about Snapchat now.
Well, Snapchat haven't really opened up. They haven't opened up an advertising channel yet. And the challenge that people are having with Snapchat is unless you're trying to get your audience that you've got from an email database or from your Facebook page and move it across to Snapchat, it's kind of like you're speaking to no one in the desert because there's no discovery channel on it. There's not hashtags. There's no one doing Google search. So the only way to get people really following you on Snapchat is advertising it through other channels.
That'd be why their share price has been sinking slowly in the West.
Yeah. And we always see it. Like for me, the way that I look at business is I'm not always looking at like what's that new channel, what's that tactical new thing. That's kind of like a fool's errand in my mind. I try to look at, you know, what are the fundamental things that kind of make people buy and what, you know, hasn't changed over the last 150 years. And then when the new channel comes out, whether it's a Snapchat or a Facebook or an Instagram or whatever it is, just apply that marketing psychology to whatever that new channel may be because it's just a delivery mechanism at the end of the day.
So who's your typical client?
Look, we predominantly help service-based businesses that have a lifetime value of their clients that are greater than $3,000 and are generally turning over more than $500,000 in annual revenue.
Right.
So it's pretty dialed in.
I actually did your quiz, the process.
Okay.
I didn't get onboarded, but I did the whole...
The strategy session quiz? Is that the thing that you're talking to?
Yeah. Well, I had to answer all these questions.
Yeah.
Like, what's the lifetime value of my customers and all that stuff. It was quite interesting how you go through that. And then I kind of balked at the last minute and didn't get the strategy session. So how many people go through that process for you and actually do that and get the strategy session?
Yeah, look, we get tens of thousands of people that are contacting us on a monthly basis. And out of that, you know, there's about 1,000 odd people that actually request for a strategy session with us. And I guess that the process that you went through, it's not so much jumping through hoops, but it further kind of people are qualifying their self every step of the way. And for us, us, you know, we don't take on clients if we don't believe and we're confident that we can get them a return on investment. We just see it kind of as a waste of our time and also a waste of theirs. So that's the reason that we kind of have that rigorous process where we kind of go through and screen people.
And how much do you charge for the strategy session?
The strategy session's free.
Yep, well, so then what? How do you go about charging beyond that?
Yeah, so basically what you get from that digital strategy is really just like a blueprint, and where we give you unbiased opinion where, as again, if we owned your business, what are the channels that we would be going to? How much would we be investing just to begin with, just to get some revenue coming in the door? And then regardless whether or not you choose to sign up with us, you get to take that blueprint and you can go and use it for your business if you wish without our help. In terms of our services and how much we charge, we have a minimum retainer of $1,000. In terms of what you can spend, it's all dependent, again, on the market.
$1,000 per what?
Per month.
Right.
So we don't have like a cookie cutter approach in terms of, oh, there's, you know, gold, silver and platinum package. Again, you know, what a mortgage broker would spend as opposed to, you know, a lawyer or a litigator is infinitely different. So it's, again, all customized to what that business is doing, what their growth goals are, how big is their sales team, how many leads that they need. So you would have noticed in that process that we ran through, they're the questions that we ask you, matched by, you know, what's your target revenue and how much do you have to spend on marketing.
So do you still own the business?
I do.
So how come you're called Head of Growth?
Yeah, so look, basically Head of Growth is my true north is really just to grow the business. So I don't really look at myself as like a CEO or a managing
director.
So
you're not the CEO. Have you got a CEO?
I don't. I wear all those hats at the moment. I'm currently on the hunt for an operations manager. But really, I guess what I'm tasked with is with the way our business is set up, we have all different teams for different divisions and I have my heads of those divisions. But my ultimate thing is, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I'm looking at my business is really how can I grow this? So that's the thing that I'm really the head of.
I've been great talking to you, Sabri. Thanks.
No problems. My pleasure.
I've been talking to Sabri Subi, who's the founder, Head of Growth, CEO, Head of Operations, you name it, of King Kong, an online marketing agency.